You're listening to the CryptoCast podcast.
Welcome to the Crypto and Blockchain Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Hola.
Shalom.
Hallo.
Namaste.
Ni hao.
Vivet.
Hello.
Salut.
Yassas.
Salve.
Ciao.
Bonjour.
Our podcast talks about the latest trends in the worlds of cryptocurrencies and the blockchain. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Crypto and Blockchain Talk. Now, we have done a number of episodes where we talk about the uses of blockchain in various industries, and this week I would like to cover the entertainment industry. Now, the entertainment industry is probably one of the most unstable industries that there is out there. Stars rise to fame quickly and fall just as fast after a few months of enjoying their popularity. The road to stardom is difficult for a number of reasons, and unfortunately, many talented people have been taken advantage of in many ways. Until recently, artists, for instance, needed studios for music or film distribution. These studios take a big cut of artists' paychecks in the guise of royalties. Then, of course, comes the internet era, which reduced the importance of these establishments, but also brought along illegal downloading, which left many new and aspiring artists with almost empty pockets. We have all heard about music streaming platforms like Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, and Apple Music. These services have taken the majority of the market and have had the freedom to make their own rules for some time now. This has made many artists uncomfortable and quite angry. Now, for instance, the Swedish company Spotify has had constant problems with paying appropriate compensation to artists for many years. Spotify allows all of their subscribers to listen to their songs or to all of the songs in the libraries. And for this reason, artists like Taylor Swift and Coldplay and Adele have either withdrawn or declined to give Spotify the rights to release their albums on these platforms. Now, what you may not be aware of is that in 2015, songwriters David Lowery and Melissa Ferrick sued Spotify for unpaid royalties, and according to their lawsuit settlement, Spotify must establish a fund of $43.4 million to make up for the unpaid fees. Blockchain technology in the entertainment industry would make the entire process of publishing music much more cost-effective, and it would give the control back to the artists. Major problem areas like asset protection, reward structure, content distribution, content rights, and accessibility can all be improved upon the implementation of blockchain technology. Decentralized blockchain-based systems can also eliminate the middleman. Digital databases with encrypted records of ownership and cryptocurrency micropayments would give 100% of the revenue to the artist. Now, blockchain technology has been around for years and is much more than just a foundation for cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, for instance. Different industries have started to take notice that this new technology can make their processes more transparent, reliable, accessible, immutable, and permanent, and have started to implement it to their already existing processes. In 2015, Tiny Human, a song by Imogen Heap, was released on the Ujo Music platform that works on the Ethereum blockchain. This made Heap the first person to use blockchain to distribute a song. Ujo Music, which is owned by Consensus, which is the biggest Ethereum development company, it is a decentralized platform that uses blockchain technology to automate royalty payments through smart contracts and cryptocurrencies. The technology protects the rights of the authors and makes the platform transparent. Last year, Ujo partnered up with the Grammy-winning DJ Andre Agnos, aka RAC, to publish his entire album Ego on the Ujo store. All of the songs are encrypted and stored on the Interplanetary File System, or IPFS. After purchasing the song with Ethereum, the smart contract that holds the decryption key will self-execute, giving the buyer access to the song's download page. In 2018, Imogen Heap, who is a fervent blockchain supporter, by the way, announced her own blockchain project, Mycelia, that will help artists manage their career and protect their rights on their own, giving them all of the necessary tools to do so. Another blockchain-based platform, Opus, is similar to Ujo's platform. It intends to make the music industry more democratic and balanced. It is a decentralized music platform on Ethereum's blockchain, and it runs as a DAO, or Decentralized Autonomous Organization, giving participants the right to vote on the platform's development proposals. Their IPFS, remember that stands for Interplanetary File System, offers speed, and blockchain gives it transparency, and smart contracts give the platform efficiency. So it's like a trifecta of perfection. The Opus Foundation has given a promise that 97% of the revenue will go directly to the artists and that this will never change. It is important to note that the biggest video streaming providers like Netflix, YouTube, and Amazon are centralized and have received a lot of criticism, just like music streaming providers. Compensation, as well as artistic freedom, is limited. Platforms create rules and algorithms that benefit certain types of content and pressure customers, whether they realize it or not, to watch the content that is beneficial for them, and them meaning the provider of the streaming service. They also limit or disallow using their services in certain countries. Blockchain, on the other hand, has no borders. It is available to anyone, anywhere, and it does not set any limits to creative minds. The SEG, or Slate Entertainment Group, is standing up to the big players like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime, with their Hollywood-backed Slate ecosystem that is designed for mainstream adaptation. SEG plans to build their own blockchain, which will be called Slate Chain, that has three main components. The first component is called Binge, which is a streaming blockchain video on demand platform, or BVOD. The second component is their Slate Entertainment Utility Protocol, or SLX token. And the last component is their Slatex tokenized ticketing application. Binge will allow content producers and investors to see what works and what doesn't through real-time analytics. This model provides transparency and data that is valuable for producers and creators. Slate, or SLX, which is their token, is designed to be used as a payment for Binge subscriptions, purchases, and tickets that are listed on the Slatex platform. And just as I stated a second ago, Slatex is an electronic ticketing application that also offers unique rewards, significant discounts, and almost no fees. Thanks to blockchain technology, you can purchase verified, counterfeit-proof tickets to any concert, movie, sports, or theater event which will be listed on their platform. Now, part of the entertainment industry is the sports industry. After all, sports is part of entertainment for many people. In the sports industry, all you need is suspicion and rumors to, for instance, ruin a sports person's career, especially if that athlete has been taking performance-enhancing drugs or worse. But more importantly, even if an athlete is cleared of all charges, the stain will always stay with them until the end of their career or their life. The same situation can occur if someone's medical data has been hacked and leaked all over the internet. The World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, has already been hacked by hackers from apparently Russia, as reported in the media, and cyber espionage groups like Fancy Bear and the Czar Team have also published athletes' confidential medical records, which also includes information on both true doping cases and therapeutic use exemptions, which allows athletes to use certain substances that are otherwise banned if they have a verified medical reason. Blockchain technology can eliminate the threat of hackers. All parties can record data and store it safely on the decentralized ledger, leaving out speculation and rumor. Using athletes' data effectively offers benefits to both trainers and coaches. Measuring their athletes' vitals and being up to date with their physical form can shift and change training and coaching plans, as well as influence nutritional and meal plans. Injuries require training plans to be altered, and being able to monitor all of the indicators gives coaches proper insight and allows them to change plans for athletes accordingly. Blockchain gives multiple possibilities to the sports industry. Soccer, football, and baseball matches are popular amongst fans, as well as the merchandise produced to show support for their team. Fans rarely think twice when buying products with their favorite team's logo on it. Fans will buy them hand over fist, and they don't even look at the price tags. Teams and clubs need fans, and to keep their fans, they need to reward them. Blockchain-based royalty schemes give clubs the ability to reward their fans. Smart contracts can automatically reward fans with tickets to matches or credit their accounts with tokens or other types of rewards, which they can use to buy merchandise, or if the club has created partnerships with other businesses and firms, fans can spend their reward tokens on other platforms. The Union of European Football Associations, or UEFA, has already successfully tested blockchain integration on their mobile app-based ticketing system. The full capability of their new application was tested in August of 2018, this year, when they sold 100% of the tickets to a UEFA Super Cup match between Real Madrid and Atletico de Madrid in Tallinn through their blockchain-based app. Like with every industry, the sports industry is no different when it comes to blockchain technology, making the industry more transparent, efficient, and permanent. The business of broadcasting rights is quite significant. Broadcasting channels spend billions of dollars every year to get the exclusive rights to show certain games, leading to many attempts to double sell the rights. Blockchain technology will reduce this issue greatly, making transactions permanent and unalterable. Not all countries can afford to send their athletes to the Olympic Games or reward them afterwards if they come back with gold medals. Blockchain can make it possible to tokenize an athlete, a team, or even a club, allowing supporters to help them get to competitions and to achieve their dreams. Now, on top of the sports industry and the traditional entertainment industry, we also have the gaming industry. And this is one of the industries that has used tokens for the longest time. Online and mobile games are often using tokens that give players the ability to progress further, faster. But these tokens can't be used anywhere else besides that particular game. And these games can be either gambling games like online casino and poker, or games like Pokemon Go, which have brought virtual reality into everyday reality, making people move around, whether they like it or not, on foot or by bicycle. If they want to participate in the game, they have to get onto the platform. Blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies can take that one step further by setting up a reward structure that rewards specific activities like distance walked with tokens. People like motivation, and money is a really good motivator. Several fitness apps have already used this strategy with great results. Big gaming companies have turned all of their efforts towards developing new and more exclusive gaming consoles, which unfortunately have almost no security measurements on them at all. The internet is full of guides and videos on how to hack into gaming consoles like Xbox. Now, as seen in every major sector, blockchain is bringing security and transparency to all types of gaming, including online gambling. Online casinos have been accused of fraud, cons, tricks, and most importantly, not playing by their own rules. Blockchain eliminates fraud and credit betting from the gambling industry. By paying with cryptocurrencies, you won't have to send the gambling platforms your bank statements, personal information, banking details of any kind. Smart contracts are able to automatically check the blockchain to see if you have the necessary funds to use their platform or not. These systems will also automate reward payouts. In conclusion, the entertainment industry is known for a lack of transparency, being unreliable and unstable. Blockchain can bring the industry a step forward, bringing back trust and reliability. And blockchain technology will improve the situation within all of the entertainment industries. And they are still exploring and testing in phases, searching for solutions to problems that the entertainment industry has faced for the longest time. This has been Crypto and Blockchain Talk, and we want to thank you for listening to us week after week. We would also like you to join us on CryptoAndBlockchainTalk.com to listen to all of the episodes. We have many of them now online. And you can also download us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbeam. In addition, if you would like to also follow us on our social media platforms of Twitter and Facebook, we would really appreciate it. Again, thank you for listening to us, and we look forward to having you listen to us again. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the CryptoCast podcast. Stay tuned in for more episodes.